and go over here to Kat. Listen to Kathy, who's calling us from Tacoma.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Earlier this spring, I was having a lot of issues with, low energy and cold hands and feet and hair loss. And so when I decided to take a thyroid support, I got from the health food store, and the one had 30 milligrams of iodine and 400 milligrams of tyrosine. And when I went to have my physical and a blood test, my TSH reflex to 4 was 8.12. So 4.50 was the maximum. And so the doctor said to stop taking it and then come back in 2 months. And sure enough, in 2 months, it was 1.99. And but she did say that the 8.12 was acceptable. And the reason I was taking all that stuff, my mother, 97-year-old mother, died last year, and I was her caretaker until she kept falling and fractured her arm. And, it was very stressful. And I just wanted your opinion. I was just kind of surprised that the tablets I was taking raised my TSH so high.
Okay, ma'am. Well, please hang in there. I noticed that I almost blabbed past our official radio program break here, but I did want to get your entire question in, and it'll be answered right after the break in the inevitable commercial announcement. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So it's time to me to get back to Kathy. Did you make it through all those commercial announcements, ma'am?
Yes, I did. I'm hanging in there.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. Now, did I hear you correctly that you took had 30 milligrams of iodine in it?
Yes, it had 30 milligrams of iodine and 400 milligrams of tyrosine. And I took that maybe a couple months before I had my blood test.
Well, ma'am, that iodine, as I'm sure you know by now, but maybe if everybody else doesn't, was beyond the upper limit that researchers have found necessary to stay below in order to have almost zero chance of suppressing one's thyroid. And when one suppresses one's thyroid, which you kind of accidentally did there, then the thyroid can't work so good, and so the pituitary starts screaming out that TSH, help, 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 you work harder. But the thyroid can't work harder, and so that TSH is up there, and that's what happened. And so you went off that, and the thyroid started to work better again because it wasn't totally suppressed, just suppressed while you're using the stuff. And the TSH goes down again because now it doesn't have to scream at the thyroid. The pituitary doesn't have to scream at the thyroid with the TSH as hard to get it to work. So just for everybody out there, what researchers found years ago was that the upper limit of taking iodine or iodide or the combination of the two is 14 milligrams. And the minute we step over 14 milligrams, we run a small chance of suppressing our thyroids. And the higher we go, the more risk we have. So, ma'am, you need not be scared of smaller doses of iodine. They are really important for thyroid function, but they do need to be smaller too. And I'm glad you went off the larger dose because your thyroid was telling you, hey, I'm being suppressed. And the pituitary gland was complaining about that.
I took it for granted that's what I needed because of low energy.
I hear you, ma'am.
It could be complicated because of my mother dying and I was the executor. I guess I could call the lab for one of those food allergy tests to eliminate that, huh?
Well, let's see. The symptom you're trying to get after is fatigue?
Fatigue and cold hands and feet, which,
obviously... That goes with weak thyroid, yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's possible. So if you do resume iodine, and actually I'd encourage you to think about the lower amounts because they definitely are needed for the thyroid function. Let's take just for example Lugol's iodine, which is partially iodine and partially iodide, and our bodies need both. If you get that, if it's on prescription, which is the only way you can get full strength Lugol's anymore, then one can take two drops of that a day or one drop of that a day and stay within the safe range and help keep their thyroid nourished and
I wanted to tell you real quick, my mother had five or six siblings, and she was the second oldest, and she outlived them all, and they used to always make fun of her because, you know, she started taking vitamins in the 60s and early 70s, and she inspired me to follow in her footsteps and to walk every day, and so she did good until the end.
Right, go mom.
Yep, she was the joy of my life.
Oh, I'm glad you took care of her, ma'am.
Yes. Well, thank you for your help. I understand what was going on better now.
Okay, and remember, you do need some iodine. Just keep the dose lower, okay?
Yes. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.